Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
We've made it. It's a feel-good Friday, Ari.
Let's go. Come on.
And what a week it's been. I am still drenched to the skin from last night's Women's State of Origin.
You can't stay out of the rain, can you?
Oh, don't get me wrong. Had an absolute whale of a time at the game last night.
Literally.
Good one. 26-odd thousand Novocastrians showing up to show their support to the Sky Blues. Didn't go our way, unfortunately.
Oh.
Not good, unfortunately. But we'll chat more about Origin as the day goes on.
Mm. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
Got home yesterday afternoon, was having a quick chat with Mum and Dad, and Dad was walking past and he just kind of drops this bomb on me. He's like, oh, I'm heading out tonight. I'm like, oh, where are you off to, Dad? And he goes, oh, I'm going to go and review some players. So, again, context, Dad's a professional football coach.
Yep.
Anyway, so I'm like, are you, like, helping scout for a club or something now? And he's like, oh, no. I'm now a coach of the under-14s in at Broadmeadow Magic. I'm like,
hey,
I beg your pardon?
That's cool.
And because he just dropped the bomb on me just like that, and I've been begging Dad to go back to coaching for, like, a year straight.
Well,
and
good on him.
Well, he always promised me. Now, he's broken his promise, and here's where it gets juicy. He said, Ari, if you come home, if you move back home, when I coach next, which will be very soon, he said, I will make you my manager and we can work together, because that was always the dream, the father-daughter duo.
Ah.
And I said, so do I get to be your manager for the next half a season? And he goes, oh, no, that position was already filled. Oh. Like, there's already people in that position. So I'm like, so what's the point of me even being here? Oh, I just got up on my soap. Dad.
Have you done management like that before?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, we've done it in the past together,
so
but I'm just saying.
Why wouldn't he let you do it again?
I don't know.
Oh, mate.
I'm so offended.
I don't want to be that guy. Did you do a bad job the first time? Now, I don't want to be that guy.
No.
But maybe there's a reason that he hasn't asked you back.
Hey, I'm an organised person. I like my checklists and I take all the photos, so I'm needed.
All right, fair enough. Well, if there's a team that needs a manager, Ari is on the lookout.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Jackie's in for a feel-good Friday. Hey, Jackie.
Morning.
How's it going?
Yeah, really good, thanks.
That's good. I was just saying, just behind the scenes for those playing along in the car, Jackie's hair looks so cute today.
Aww, you both have the same hairstyle in here.
I know, that's why I said it's cute.
Yeah,
we're both rocking the messy
cute
bun.
Because we're matching today.
Absolutely, I quite like it. We need to get into our local headlines, but we need to kick it off with a little bit more of a somber tone this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's about bail laws being stricter, is that right?
Yes, it is. So the state government has officially passed new laws making bail for alleged domestic violence offenders harder to get.
Okay.
Yes. So there's a range of reforms, and this includes the reversal of the presumption of bail. So that basically means that it's not just presumed, it's harder for them. They have to prove that they should be given bail instead of them just
off willy-nilly.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And then if granted bail, they're subjected to, it's easier for them to be subjected to electronic monitoring.
Mm.
They're also hiring more magistrates to hear cases. So usually they're heard by registrars, and
yep,
they're going to hire more, they have to be heard by magistrates and judges, and they're hiring 6 more magistrates as part of the reforms as well.
This is interesting, and you know what? The whole country could benefit from something like that. I mean, sometimes court cases don't go through quick enough and they take years to go through. Sometimes it's quicker than others. Yeah, more fair and more strict. I reckon that's fantastic.
And so these laws are in effect as of now?
Yes. So
wonderful.
They've finally been passed through. There's a range of other reforms, but I won't get into all of them. People can look that up or listen to them in my news bulletin.
Wonderful. Absolutely.
And if that chat's been triggering in any way, help is available. 1-800-RESPECT, give them a buzz. Lifeline's also there, 13, 11, 14. Jackie, last night you and I were at the Women's State of Origin at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Yes, we were.
In the pouring rain. It was coming down.
It absolutely was, and it looked pretty challenging conditions for the girls out there. I felt sorry for them. I was undercover.
Yep.
The mess.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny that I was talking to my housemates who I went with last night that after the men's State of Origin on Wednesday night, the player rankings come out the next day and they're like, oh, this person did this wrong, this person did this. They rank them out of 10.
Ooh.
Genuinely, everyone on the pitch last night deserves a 10, A, for playing in those conditions, and B, even if they did make a mistake, you go, you know what? It's pissing down. No wonder they're making a mistake.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, they played so well. I was so happy to see them play in person. And huge turnout from people in Newcastle.
Massive.
Just under 26,000. The stands were packed. And in the pouring rain as well.
There were raincoats everywhere.
Dedication.
The biggest, the most raincoats and umbrellas I saw, people had been to Bunnings. There were Bunnings umbrellas and raincoats everywhere. Such a good vibe there last night as well.
Yeah.
And everybody seemed to be having a great time. Next game is in Townsville.
Yes.
Because the Sky Blues lost by 1 point.
Yeah, one.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a joke. Tamika Upton would be pretty happy from the Newcastle Knights women's squad.
Yeah.
So.
She would be very happy. She's been on the Today Show this morning having a chat. Oh, it was an interview from last night, but she's been having a chat about it. And you sit there and you go, I'm happy for you. As a Novacastrian,
yes.
I really am. But also...
Up the Blues.
Up the mighty, mighty Blues.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
A story I've come across, Ari, really solidifies the human experience on the internet.
Okay.
And this is just outstanding. A remote Amazon tribe, so a tribe in the Amazon rainforest, has finally been connected to the internet. And at first, it started off as a good thing. And the whole point was that it would allow them to be connected to Western medicines and look up remedies. So if things happened in the rainforest, it allowed them to get in contact with emergency services.
Which is fantastic. They need that.
Incredible if they, I don't know, for example, hypothetically speaking, there was a snake bite, Google what to do.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And it's all been connected by Tesla's Starlink internet program. We won't go into that.
No.
But it just provides internet all across the world. And so this Amazonian tribe has finally been connected up. Only for the people of the tribe to wind up hooked on social media. And I don't know what this other one is, but it's Porn? Piornos?
Oh, sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Oh, sounds a little bit familiar.
Yeah. I'm fairly sure if they took porn off the internet, there'd only be one website left, and it'd be called Bring Back the Porn.
The human experience is wonderful, isn't it?
It doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
It just comes down to the internet is for porn and talking rubbish on social media.
You know what? I believe it.
You would. It's also been used by this Amazonian tribe to be like, oh, you've got aspirations of traveling to different countries. It's opened up the world to this tribe that has been so cut off for so long.
And fair enough.
But now the elders are worried about the violence on the internet being shown in video games, that people are becoming a bit more agitated and a bit angrier, that it's young people are becoming so lazy because they're just connected and addicted to the internet.
Attention spans are also shorter.
That's exactly right. And spending all their time looking at porn and rolling through social media. Welcome to my life.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
On this day, we're going to take a look back in history and take a look at, you know, who's celebrating their birthday today, what type of day it is. For June 7, let's kick it off with a bit of a historical flair. In 1753, this is going back a couple of summers ago, the British Museum was actually founded on this day, which is great. I love a bit of history.
Doesn't stand up to the Newcastle Museum. Doesn't stand up.
Okay, that's your opinion. While in 1776, on June 7, the Declaration of Independence was moved in Continental Congress over in the US. Massive, massive time in history. In 1982, on this day, Graceland, Elvis Presley's home, is actually open to the public.
Oh.
I know. So it's been around for quite a while to the public. In 2016, I know that we talk a lot about this, but Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, a play that was written by Jack Thorne with J.K. Rowling, actually premiered in London. So that's been around for about 8 years.
That's a good play too.
I haven't seen it.
It's really, really good. I went to Melbourne with my partner Britt and watched it last year. Spectacular.
Apparently it's nearly always sold out.
Oh yeah, 100%. 100%. The magical side of things, and what's so good about it, say it's been around for 8 years, is Britt had seen it before. And so when she saw it in the UK, so now that we were seeing it in Melbourne last year, she knew what was going to happen, and it was the exact same structure, format, everything.
Great.
And they kept the integrity of the play, even though it's been transported right around the world. Love to see it.
Amazing. Let's move on to some of our famous birthdays as well. June 7, Aussie artist and rapper Iggy Azalea is celebrating her 33rd birthday today, while actor Liam Neeson also has his birthday on June 7. He's 71 today.
Mr. Taken, I will catch you, I will find you, I will kill you, whatever he says.
Oh, he's so good.
What a movie.
It's a bit intense. Maybe not a Friday movie, maybe a Monday night movie, I'm thinking. Bear Grylls also celebrating his birthday today. He is 49. Now, I hope you've got your sweet tooth flaring for a feel-good Friday, because June 7 is also National Donut Day.
Oh, we love that. I think, I don't quote me on this, but I think there's a number of donut shops across mm-hmm. the Hunter that are running promos today.
I think so,
too. You can have a look online. You can check out your local donut shop. But I do believe I've seen on TikTok that some free Sydney donuts up for grabs today. Yes, please, and thank you.
I might have to go to Charlestown Square and track some down. Also, as well as World Caring Day today, so show a bit of kindness to your loved ones.
Nah, don't bother. Nah, I'm only joking.
Excuse you. What about me? Show some kindness to me.
Mate, always.
No.
you get it every day. Thanks for that, Ari. That is on this day for the 7th of June. And some things you want to get off your chest. I've got one that's absolutely grinding my gears, something awful.
Yeah, okay.
From the State of Origin last night that I went and watched, the Women's State of Origin.
It wasn't the rain, was it?
No, the rain can't be helped. What's really given me the irrits this morning is people who don't sit in their allocated seats.
Oh, like a movie theatre, for example.
Oh, movie theatres are a bit touch and go because... Again, you get an allocated seat in a theatre...
There's always empty seats.
And there's always empty seats. But a football game that is... widely publicised as sold out, sit in your seat.
Right.
And last night we got to the stadium, and this happened as well when I went to Industry Stadium on the Central Coast to watch the A-League Grand Final.
Mm.
And people just sit in your seats, and you're like, no, I sat on Ticketek or Ticketmaster for hours and hours wanting to get these tickets. I'm sitting there. And in both instances, people had to move for us because we're rocking up going... We had a group of five both times. I'm like, move. Mm. Why are you here? If you got into the stadium, then you must have a ticket. Go and sit in your seat. And it was so funny, though. Last night, we're sitting down and, again, you're splitting hairs here. But we had seats 3 through 8 in this row. But somebody was sitting in 7 and 8, so we sat in 1 through 6, which is fine.
Mm.
And, like, it didn't obstruct our view. It didn't hinder us in any sort of way. So we just sat there. But too bad if somebody had to come and wanted seats 1 and 2.
Well, that's exactly right. That's the whole point.
Last night, there was people behind us, and this bloke was yelling into his phone about he can't understand how people don't sit in their right seats and why are they? And he's talking to his mate who's trying to get to this part of the stadium where he's in, and he's full yelling that these people aren't in their right seats. You just got to tell them to get up and move. And it was so funny when somebody walked up and said to him, "Hey, mate, I think you're in the wrong seat."
No!
Yep. And he cracked the tanties big times. He full stormed off, full took his ball and went home. And I was laughing. I was absolutely howling. So if you go into a place like that, sit in your seat. It's so uncomfortable to have to ask somebody, "Hey, can you move?" Because it may only be a seat or two. It's petty. But it's a flow-on effect, and it just sucks. Don't do it!
Yeah, it makes people cranky, and I don't like that either. It's meant to be a good event. What's getting my goat this morning is random unsolicited calls. I'm not talking about scammers, not even in the slightest. You witnessed this yesterday, Scotty.
Yeah.
So, since I moved away from my apartment last year, I've probably gotten 8 phone calls from either like the fire tester, you know, the fire alarm testers, plumbers, what else have we got, electricians, whatever, that need to come and do all of these checkups and things when you rent out an apartment and whatever. That's all well and good, but I haven't lived there for like 6-7 months now.
That's annoying.
I'm still getting calls. There's probably someone else living there by now, but I'm still getting calls from all of these different people, even Strata, chasing me for stuff. And I'm like, I'm not paying rent there anymore. I don't live there. Please stop hassling me and take my number off your books.
Just update the contact list. Be on top of your affairs and leave me alone.
Well, that's it. And plus, if I forget that I lived in the apartment down in Wollongong, they're going to be like, "Oh, we're coming to check this in your house today." And I'm like, why are they coming to my house in Cameron Park?
No,
we own
no,
the house.
No.
Like, I'm freaking out that someone's going to come and knock on my door when I'm having a shower or something. I'm just like, do not.
They're not coming to Cameron Park, mate. They just need to update their affairs and get it together on their end.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
A really close family friend of ours, we call her Auntie Nolene. Mm. I love Auntie Nolene, Uncle John. she is making me feel a lot better about getting older.
Okay.
So she was on holidays, I think, at Foster the other week with Uncle John, and she was having the time of her life. She filmed all of it. It was hilarious. I saw the videos. She was at this holiday park, you know, like one of the big fours, how they have like those jumping pillows and all the swing sets and the play gyms, whatever. She decides, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to have the time of my life here.
Oh.
She goes, and she's the only one there. She's jumping on these big pillows. She looks like a giant kid, and she goes down the slide face first on her stomach like a penguin. She's like, I forgot how to actually slide properly. It's like, you slide on your bum, aren't you, Nolene? She's like, I didn't know that.
That is a dangerous game to play. Taking advantage of the kids' equipment.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, I'm thinking, you know what? I feel like I'm a big kid at heart as well, sort of.
Mm.
So if when I'm in my 50s, I'm just going to just go play on the playground.
The jumping pillows are a recipe for disaster.
Have you been on one?
Oh, yeah, as a kid. Would I go on one now? Absolutely no chance,
Lance.
Come
on.
Oh, you'd go flying. Not only do I think, A, that I would break the pillow, but two, I would end up somewhere. I'd end up in the water. I'd end up on the concrete. I wouldn't be able to control it. You can't put me on a trampoline. No
way. I think that
would
be so funny. I would film that. That would be hilarious. Funny videos.
No. Why people would want to put themselves through that? Kids have no fear, but as somebody who sort of has come to the idea of, hey, you know what?
Mm.
Maybe I could hurt myself. I really don't want to do that. Now, the city of Newcastle have told the media that they are not going to reopen the Bathers Way pathway at South Newcastle Beach. So that connects our King Edward Park and our South Newcastle Beach. And look, if I'm being honest, as someone who loves to stomp around and hit the pavement, I hate the idea. Open it up already.
Yeah, they said they won't open it until the entire skate park project is fully complete. And God knows how long that's going to take. I think they're about halfway through, but I'm not confident that it's going to be anytime soon.
Well, they keep pushing it back. Initially, it was meant to be late last year, then it was said to be earlier this year, and now they pushed it back even further. I get that things go wrong.
Yeah.
Like, and that's fine. We're not having a dig because there's been wet weather, there's been things going on. Like,
yeah,
that's totally fine. But open up the pathway. Like, we have such a BEA beautiful coastline, and more than anything, when I'm going on my hot girl walk, stomping from Nobby's Lighthouse through to Merriweather Baths, which I do love that coastal walk.
Yeah, however.
To have to detour up that bloody hill.
Yeah, that goes past the cop shop. Yeah, and then goes through King Edward Park. But then again, you're detouring from the beach going into
the
suburb. You don't want to do that. You want to have the beautiful beach as your view the entire way through. A spokesperson has said that this needed to happen because of the potential for machinery conflicting with pedestrian access. And I get it. It's like a safety feature. It's an assurance. But at the same time, just watch where you're going.
Surely there's a better way, because that trek, again, as I said, a beautiful coastline, that trek inland, as much as it is a minor inconvenience, first world problem to the nth degree, I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate having to try and swing around and get around the hills. Mm. And then when you make it to the hill, and you want to go down straight to the bogey hole. Like, the roads should all and the paths should all just connect, happy as Larry.
Right.
And now this detour, and that, as long as I've lived in Newcastle, I don't think I've been able to walk through. There's always been a block off, and you're like, come on.
Well, I used to live here for years, and it's always been shocking around that little bend.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about time that they're fixing it, but at the same time, hurry it up with the access.
Just hurry up. It's got to be a great thing, and no qualms about what you're actually building and how you're doing it. Just do it a little bit faster, and we'll be happy.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Ari, let's have a look at the latest goss, celebrity news headlines you need to know.
Yes.
How it works is Ari describes a story to me and vice versa. Mm-hmm. You've got to guess who the other person is talking about.
Yeah, all right. So I'll start us off today. Fans of a certain dystopian novel series that's been made into movies as well is now expanding. Announced by what famous author?
The first thing I think of when I think dystopian novel series is the Divergent series.
Close, actually. I'm talking about The Hunger Games.
Oh.
So you know how like the brand new movie of Songbirds and Snakes came out last year, which is brilliant, by the way. I'm talking about author Suzanne Collins, who obviously made the Hunger Games series.
Hmm.
So she's done prequels, she's done the trilogy and stuff like that, which we've practically grown up on them.
Yeah.
But now there's going to be another prequel book.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's coming out next year. It was announced this week that she is writing / releasing a new book. It's called Sunrise on the Reaping. Now, that is an excellent title. The novel will tell the story of Katniss and Peter's mentor in the books and the movies, Haymitch. Haymitch played by Woody Harrelson.
Yep.
Yeah, in the films, yep. The District 12 tribute, who won the 50th Hunger Games more than two decades earlier. So that's what we're looking at. So it's much later than the Coriolanus Snow story and the Lucy Gray story, but much earlier than Katniss and Peter's.
I never got around the Hunger Games. I liked the movies, but I couldn't get into the books. I'm not a big reader, but I couldn't get into the books, no matter how hard I tried.
You know how they say, you know, the books are usually better than movies?
Yep.
They were.
Yeah, okay.
Even though the movies were fantastic, I love them both. But yeah, I'm definitely reading this. So it's coming out the first quarter of next year.
That's pretty exciting. Brand new stuff in the fantasy world.
Yep.
Ari, an actor, has revealed that he is legally blind.
Oh, hang on. I saw this. What's his name? No, okay, now tell me.
He's the guy that kept Taylor Swift's red scarf. It is Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes, and he was just in that brand new movie as well.
Yeah, Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Roadhouse. He's starring alongside Conor McGregor, which was, if you haven't watched Roadhouse.
It's weird.
You know what? It wasn't bad, but I actually really enjoyed it. It was just bashing crap for a couple of hours.
He did such a good job, though. It was believable.
Yeah. Well, Jake said that he's actually legally blind and he's been the victim of bullying for so many years as a child, apparently.
Oh.
And he now uses it to his advantage when he's acting. And so, like, he doesn't wear his contacts. He's wear contacts for years.
Yes.
That if he, in certain scenes, he doesn't wear his contacts to make it more believable that he's dazed or confused because he genuinely can't see what's going on.
I've never noticed this in any of his films.
No, you wouldn't know. He apparently, again, news I'm reading this morning. Yep. He was born with a lazy eye, which eventually resolved, but he's still legally blind to this day.
Aww.
So he's been wearing corrective lenses ever since he was a child. Hey, had no idea.
Hey, you know what, though? Even if you are legally blind, you're still gorgeous. You can still be the hottest man alive, and I believe he is.
You think he's the hottest man alive?
At the moment, yes.
I'm sitting right here.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest Deluxe.
Let's get into our game for the Feel Good Friday. This is Lowest Deluxe. If you want to win a prize today, win some Knights tickets for next week, this is your chance. How the game works, we give you three items from anywhere of any type, and you have to list them from the cheapest to the most expensive. If you do that, you win.
Kelly's in Paterson. Morning, Kelly. Happy Feel Good Friday.
It's great, thank you.
Oh, wonderful, love to hear it. What's the plan for the King's birthday long weekend?
Not a lot, I'm just working this weekend.
Oh, that sucks.
God bless you.
Hey, you getting double time?
Yeah, that's true, that's very true.
Good stuff, Kelly, love it.
All right, so Kelly, you know how this game works, you're all across it?
Yes, I certainly do.
All right, let's jump in. Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Excellent. Okay. Your first item on the Lowest Deluxe list is a PS5 PlayStation Slim console from JB Hi-Fi at Charlestown. That's your first. Your second item is a Ferrero Rocher Freak Shake from Onyx Espresso Bar in Mayfield. It's not bad for Friday. And then your last item is a Nerf Elite Junior Voyage Dart Blaster Gun from Target as well, from Casey's Toys, actually, sorry. So again, you got the PS5 Slim console. I can't speak this morning. The Freak Shake from Onyx Espresso Bar and the Nerf Gun Target set from Casey's Toys. Which one do you think is the cheapest?
I'll go with the Shake.
Okay. Yeah,
are you sure you want to lock
Freak Shake? Reckon, they're big.
Do you reckon the Shake is cheaper than a PS5?
Yeah, certainly. Well,
all right.
So.
The cozy lives, though, Kelly. The cozy lives are coming for everything.
All right. Yeah, so you think that's the cheapest? What do you think is next on the list?
Was it a Nerf gun?
There was a Nerf gun and the PS5. Yep.
Yeah, so I'll go the Nerf gun.
Okay. So you're locking in PS5 as the most expensive then?
I certainly am.
Let's reveal some prices. I can reveal that the Freak Shake from Onyx Espresso Bar in Mayfield is going to cost you $14.50. They're pretty big.
Jeez.
So it's okay.
Oh, nice.
They're luxurious. They're the best ones I've ever seen. All right. Then your Nerf gun, the Elite Junior Voyage Dart Blaster, $25. That one's a bit close. Mm. All right.
It was. That's a close one.
So far, so good. And then, of course, your PlayStation 5 Slim Console,
$799.
Welcome over,
Tickets,
Kelly.
Amazing. Thank you.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
I've seen on TikTok, Ari, that a lady in Denmark is going viral. And when I say viral, like ultra viral.
Well, Denmarkians are strange.
No, they're not. They are not.
It's just a strange name for a country, so I'm just automatically dubbing them that.
The Danish are wonderful people. Beautiful country, beautiful people. 11 million views she's getting on certain TikToks that she's putting out. So when I say viral, ultra viral.
Yeah, got it.
Dumpster diving with Sophie, and she talks about how to combat the cost of living crisis by scrambling around for food out the back of grocery store bins. And No. As someone who's worked in supermarkets for a long time.
You don't do that. Not do it.
Don't do it. And like, there is a whole heap of food that does get thrown out. Nobody's sugarcoating that. A whole heap of food gets thrown out. But you also don't know why the food is getting thrown out.
Well, that's right.
There's certain reasons as well. Like, for example, if there's a recall on a product because they find contaminants or they find it's got an allergy that's not listed or something, all of it needs to be scrapped. There is no ifs, no buts, no, oh, can we change the label? Nah, it's straight in the back dumpster. And if you're going to pick that up out of the bin, yes, you may think, and that's what she's commenting online, that look what I've got, and you go, at what cost? Like, you don't know what you're eating.
Yeah, exactly. I think as soon as you started talking about this story, I felt really sad, because why does she have to dumpster dive? That's terrible.
She's not doing, I think she's doing it as a...
As a project.
As a project thing.
Research.
She's just gone around to the supermarkets in Denmark and opening up the bins, looking inside. And it's a grocery store. Of course there's going to be food in there.
Yeah.
Like, they're throwing away food. And as I said, supermarkets here throw away a whole heap of food as well.
Mm-hmm.
Would not recommend that. One, it's unhygienic to get it out of the bin. Maybe in its packaging. You don't know how long it's been sitting there. As a general rule, things that have been out of the freezer for half an hour need to be thrown in the bin anyway.
Yeah,
and
probably.
In terms of stuff that's been out of the fridge, half an hour or less. If it's left out on the counter or been sitting in the sun in a dumpster bin, no thank you. I don't care how bad the cost of living crisis is. It's not worth your health.
It's a good general rule of thumb. My question also is... Is it just food that she's dumpster diving for? Is it items like clothing or furniture stuff or things like that?
No, just exclusively food. And that's what she's posting as a way to combat the cause he lives. And look, don't do it. There's help available and there's assistance out in the community and in the public. There's incredible organisations like Oz Harvest, which do things. And again, as I said, she's not a local. Yeah, she's not a local. She's not doing it here. But still, if anybody comes across that because it is hyper-viral and goes, well, hey... We have a lot of supermarkets in Newcastle. I certainly would not recommend it.
Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
Wet and wild conditions last night at McDonald Jones Stadium, Ari, for the Women's State of Origin Game 2.
Slippery on that field.
It was very, not only slippery in the field. Slippery
stands.
In the stands. Slippery walk into the game. It was a terrible night to be a canvas shoe.
Shame.
If you
canvas shoe.
If you went out in your Cons or your Vans or your Nikes, it's a bad time. Oh, I had to go out. I went out in my boots.
Ooh.
Again, black leather boots that I'm wearing to a wedding because I thought these are the only shoes that won't get soaked to the core. The leather will keep my my cuffs bone dry.
And it went well?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Shoes are filthy. Shoes, they're black boots, they're now brown. They got mud stains all over them, but that's a story for another time. Yeah, getting into the stadium last night, everybody was very, very well behaved. Like,
excellent.
Given the wet conditions, everybody seemed to be like, good vibes, good atmosphere, moving into the stadium. And to lose by 1 point for the Sky Blues, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's not a good time to be a New South Welshman. The last two games of Origin, you just go, oh.
I can just imagine at the end, like the final whistle. Did like the whole crowd all collectively for New South Wales go, oh.
Everybody sighed. And it was, again, a great goal by the Queenslanders. That field goal by Brown on the Queensland team, fantastic.
Good on it.
And I said to my friends that I was with, there's no way they're going to get a field goal. No way any of them will get a field goal. Mm. How are you going to bounce the ball in the rain?
That's it.
Yet somehow she pulled off a miracle. And again, full credit to her. Right in front, right between the sticks. Entertaining football.
Man of the match.
Yeah. Oh, was she man of the match? I don't know. But it was great material either way. And the Queenslanders had an absolute blinder. And there was, as I said earlier on in the show, like the ratings for each player will come out today, as they always do. Give everyone a 10. They all played exceptional. The fact that they showed up is a 10 out of 10 in my eyes. Brilliant. I would have been crying.
Yeah.
I would have faked an injury or something just to get out of those conditions. Because you're more likely to break your leg than go out there and break a leg.
such playing football.
Take a dive like an Italian. That, you will get away with it.
That would be me. What'd you get in trouble for as a kid?
So this came about. I was having some drinks with one of my neighbours earlier this week. It was lovely. She was having a little vent, though, about her son driving her a little bit crazy. She said that she's always rousing on him for smashing his soccer ball into the back door when playing out in the yard, which is pretty much every day. And I don't know about you, parent or not, he'd be pretty cranky.
I did that as a kid.
Oh, you were one of those.
It wasn't back door. It was the double glass Perspex sliding doors.
That's worse. That is much worse than a metal door.
Sorry, I'm not messy. My foot wasn't kissed by God. I'm a six-year-old kid. The ball's going to hit something.
Anyway, so it got me thinking, and if you've got a story on 4967-4105, give us a buzz. For me, I used to steal mum's, like, perfumes all the time. Like, I would sneak into her room. And because I just wanted to be my mum. I wanted to be my nan. I wanted to be, you know, the really pretty, nice-smelling young woman. And I was only a kid. So I'm like, I'm trying to grow up too fast. So I'd steal her perfumes all the time. Or this thing drove my mum nuts. I used to sit, like, prop myself up and sit on the kitchen benches. She's like, don't put your bottom on my kitchen table. One, you'll probably break the table. And two, that is not hygienic, Ari. So she would get on my case about that all the time.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Did you have anything when you were a kid that you got in trouble for? Well, other than the ball?
Only what I did wrong. I remember mum grousing on me one time. My sister and I were walking to school with some friends and we didn't cross at the crossing and we told mum and she ripped on us and was like, perfectly fair. Yep. Like, we weren't thinking, we were led astray by these other people. We wouldn't do that. We were led astray by these other naughty kids in the neighbourhood.
That's how you get around it, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I remember mum came down pretty hard on that one. But as a rule, my parents were good. They were chill. I had a curfew, but... I had a curfew well into, I'd say, pretty much while I was living at home, up to about 2022.
Was it like the lights, the lamppost lights?
No, it was 2 a.m. It was 2 a.m. You had to be home by 2 a.m. And there are a couple of instances where, God forbid, getting home at 3 a.m. and you don't text your parents. And I've forgotten to text mum and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, mostly mum, was sitting on the couch waiting for me. And it's funny, the older you get, you sort of sit there and go, yeah, right. I get it. I understand that you were grousing on me because you were looking after my safety.
That's exactly
But at the
right.
time, I was like, I'll do what I want. Mum, Dad.
Stop, let me alone.
You don't get it. Why are you just being so mean?
I feel like at 26 and living back at home now, I kind of have to follow some rules like that too.
Yeah, that's heavy.
So let me live my life. No, be hope.
Forever not separating the reds and the whites in the washing machine. That was me.
Oh, God.
No, I just forget. You just leave a sock in there.
What did you get in trouble for as a kid?
We've got a message in on Instagram from Jasmine. She says that she was name-calling her sister, ended up in a bit of fisticuffs, and apparently her boyfriend got sent home at the time.
Damn.
It ended up in a bit of a sibling rivalry, and wow, way to end up in fisticuffs. Jasmine, what was going on? Emma's in Nelson Bay. Morning, Emma. What'd you get in trouble for as a kid?
And we had a pine tree next to the house, so... I stuffed it full of newspaper and set it alight because I wanted to have a bonfire.
What?
I did, and it was sort of like, about 2 metres away from the house and very tall.
Okay, and what was the punishment for the crime?
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen my dad so angry. Lucky that the whole house didn't go down, really.
To Badawi, Gabby, morning. What'd you get in trouble for as a kid?
Good morning, guys. So as a kid, there was this big, beautiful avocado tree next door to us with our neighbour's place. And we watched for weeks as those avocados were ripening. And one day we went through and we would have harvested about 60 of them. Came home, gave it to mum, and she was mortified.
They've been stealing avos from the neighbour.
Yeah, but like 60 at once. You can't eat 60 avocados.
Oh, that's true.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Well, my brother used to go and steal oranges from a tree in our next-door neighbour's at Holmesville, so...
Gabby, now that you're a little bit older, would you think that... Do you think the punishment fits the crime, that your mum was cranky?
Absolutely. Maybe I would have been a bit sneakier and just taken one at a time.
Yeah, maybe. Put it on your toast.
It's always the way to go. You sort of jump the gun and gone for a whole heap of them at once, and she's like, no. We definitely don't need that many, particularly when I'm still waiting for ones to ripen up. I bought from Woolies a week ago.
105.3 UFM and Hunter City Motor Group. I just came to win. Two great locals. Now, let's find some more. UFM's Night Rider.
Ah, here we go. If you want to win yourself a brand new car, this is the competition for you. We'll be calling out names right across the workday as well as right now. If you hear yours, call back within 10 minutes and 53 seconds and you'll be in the draw to win your very own MG ZS from Hunter City Motor Group. This is worth up to $25,000 with New FM's Night Rider competition. If you haven't registered, go to newfm.com.au and do it right now so you don't forget like I would. From the city to the country, all roads lead to the Hunter City Motor Group, Newcastle and Cessnock, huntercity.com.au. So right now, we're going to read out three brand new names to be in the draw.
It pays to keep New FM locked, loaded, live and loud at all times. As you said, names can be read out at any time, so you've got to be listening for that 10-minute, 53-second window.
That's right. So this is you. Call 4967-4105. Here we go. Here are the three names. Jordan Brown from Turalba, Dean Levitt in Raymond Terrace, and also Chantelle Evans from Cardiff. If this is you, call us. You have 10 minutes and 53 seconds on the clock starting now.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Social media is a big thing for parents to talk about at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's, again, there's a big push, as we've just talked about recently on the show, there's a big push to up the age for when children are allowed on social media to increase it by about 3 years.
Yeah, at least young teens.
Yeah, from 11 to 14, I do. That's off the top of my head.
Yeah.
A new study's come out saying that nearly half of Gen Z are living a double life online. So they have multiple profiles online.
They're Hannah Montanaing themselves.
They are full getting the best of both worlds.
Okay.
I can barely keep up with my own social media accounts, let alone trying to make up an alias.
Is it because, have they said why? Is it because they just wanted to, I guess, display their multiple personalities maybe?
They're showing things off in one capacity that they don't want to show another side of their life to.
Yeah,
so they've got certain people on one profile, certain people on another. They have spam accounts, all that kind of stuff. That's the way they're going about it. My sister used to date a bloke who was point blank refused to ever put his name on the internet. Now, come on, mate. It's the 21st century. You can't not have a digital footprint.
Mm.
But he went and made an anagram of his name and then put that as his Facebook pet name.
And she didn't
reveal his name. Oh, no. It's all fine. But
okay.
He didn't want his name out there, so he made a fake account under an anagram of his own name. And to this day, I remember what it is, and it's brilliant. I mean, Scott Frappell, you wouldn't be able to have an anagram for that. It's too complicated. There's too many letters. There's too much going on. But yeah, all these fake profiles kicking about online. No wonder there's so many singles in the area that are looking for my attention.
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Music in the Hunter Ari, it's our bread and butter. So many incredible artists do come to town, and one such is this bloke, Ben Lee. He's coming to town August 22nd for the 2024 Live Music Lake Mac series. Joining us on the line, Mr. Ben Lee.
Unbelievable. Here we are.
Yeah, here, mate.
Made
this,
it happen.
This is fantastic. Thanks so much for getting on the line.
Speaking of you coming to Warners Bay, of course, we have to ask, what can us wonderful locals expect from you? Some of your greatest hits, for example, or some of your new stuff? What can we see?
Look, if someone comes to my show, they're going to hear Catch My Disease.
There we go.
Yes!
They're going to hear new songs. But on the other hand, part of the joy of my career is that, like, I kind of don't really know exactly what I'm going to do very far ahead of things, you know. Often when I go up on stage, I take a list of about 60 songs with me.
Oh.
And I kind of figure out the set as I go. And it's just part of the fun of having, like, a really big catalog. And also, I think, just as someone who always focused on the songwriting side, like, that's kind of, like, paid off now that I'm older and I have just, like, this body of songs that people like. It's, like, really fun.
Got a brand new album on the way in September. This one's for the old heads. You've described it as getting older while staying true to your punk self. I love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of cool because, you know, I came of age in the 90s, and it's an interesting moment now to sort of reflect on the 90s and indie rock and stuff, because people that were there have a certain connection to it, but then the younger generation that weren't there just know it as this age before social media, and they're sort of so intrigued by it. So it's funny, there's sort of two audiences. There's the real old heads, and then there's, like, the young heads that just like kind of try and daydream about what the 90s were like.
You're busy running a podcast as well. I was really curious about this. It's called Weirder Together. How did that all start and when did it start?
Yeah, it's funny because me and my wife, Ione Sky, we've always collaborated on things. Like, we've made short films and music videos and fanzines. And we're just two artists who are married. Yeah. And at a certain point, we were just, like, also interested in doing a podcast, but also, like, working with our community and, like, helping, like, produce and develop younger artists and stuff. So our podcast is called Weirder Together, but the network or the whole company is also called Weirder Together. And yeah. So we do a weekly podcast, but we also have a little record label and we put out other pods and we do live events. And we just kind of like look at it as this creative cultural hub that we can like express our taste through, you know?
Well, speaking of Weirder Together, you've just done some work with Cameron James, local comedian from Newcastle.
Yeah. We put out his song. So that was a great example where he played at one of our variety shows, and the music side was so strong, and I was just like, release singles, because that's sort of how people digest music. It's one thing having them in a live show, and it's been a real joy, particularly like his last single, he's just so brilliant. I mean, he's so brilliant.
You've come to the Hunter heaps and heaps of times. You've played at Lazotte's, name change recently, by the way.
What's it changed to?
It's now called Flamingos Live.
Rebrand.
Yeah. You've done Dashville Nights recently. That's in Dashville near Brankston. I've also read, mate, that many years ago, back in like 2015, 2016, you dropped by Hunter Tafe in Tyers Hill for a recording session and passed on some life advice to new talent being... be nice. Would that still be feedback going forward to new musicians, is just be nice to be successful?
I definitely think there's a mixture of like, you can get a lot, you can go pretty far in your career by being pleasant to work with and doing projects on time and on budget.
Absolutely.
Like, I would put myself in this category. I'm not like the best technically at what they do. Like, there are better singers, there are better guitar players. You know, just being like, I don't know, being easy to work with, being a team player and involved in your community. Like, it does, like, you want to sort of be someone that people want to get on board with and want to be involved with creatively.
Yeah, it definitely makes for more stronger collaborations as well.
Exactly.
Mate, a career spanning 30 years, you must be doing something right. He's coming to Warner's Bay for the 2024 Live Music Lake Max Series, August 22. Mr. Ben Lee, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Appreciate it, guys. Take it easy.
105.3 New FM's Night Rider could win you a brand new car. Hunter City Motor Group. 14 brands, over 500 cars. Visit huntercity.com.au for details.
And now is your chance to win a brand new MGZS car from the Hunter City Motor Group, worth up to $25,000 with New FM's Night Rider from the city to the country. All roads lead to the Hunter City Motor Group, Newcastle and Cessnock, huntercity.com.au.
Names are read out just after 8 o'clock with 10 minutes and 53 seconds on the clock. Jordan Brown in Terralba, Dean Levitt in Raymond Terrace, and Chantel Evans in Cardiff. You had to give me a call. Hello, who have I got here?
Chantel Evans in Cardiff.
Yay!
Oh,
you've got it.
It's so exciting.
Well done, Chantel. You're officially in the draw to win a brand new MGZS.
Oh, wonderful.
Dean Levitt in Raymond Terrace. He did give us a buzz after 11 minutes and 20 seconds. I'm ruling with an iron fist. Ari does not make the cut.
No, unfortunately.
And what about Jordan Brown in Terralba? Yeah, look, didn't happen today. It pays to be listening to New FM at all times. Keep the dial locked to 105.3 New FM. We can be calling out your name at any point.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
Yeah, that's it. We've got your What's On guide. We're sorting you out for this long weekend, so stay tuned, keep your ears peeled. I'm going to tell you what's going on. Today, we'll start off with a Feel Good Friday. Starting your week off strong, Glowtopia is on in Richardson Park in Newcastle West. If you haven't heard of this event, it's really, really fun and special. Over 60 light-up decorations and displays, overhead walk-through features, roving performers, as well as food and markets. Again, that's on today and tomorrow from the late afternoon. Also, this Feel Good Friday, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival also kicks off tonight and also runs throughout tomorrow at Civic Theatre. Tickets are still available for both 8pm sessions and for the adults as well tonight from 9pm at the Newcastle Hotel is the Luke Combs Appreciation Night Performance, which is really fun. Love his music. Coming up tomorrow on Saturday, the Australian Ice Hockey League, the Newcastle North Stars versus the Melbourne Ice from 5pm. That's based at Warners Bay at the Hunter Ice Skating Stadium. The Wollumbine Taste Festival also continues this weekend with fireworks and picnics by Lantern Light tomorrow, along with the yoga and yum cha segment. Kingsley's Winter Lodge at Crystalbrook Kingsley along King Street in Newcastle. There are two Winter Lodge packages to choose from. That's coming up tomorrow night. Basically, Scott, it's like a dome.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you get to have cocktails, food, wines, all that type of thing. Bring your girlfriends and your family if you want to. Coming up also on Sunday, if you want to flex those expressive muscles, an event called Creative Rupture will be held at Bernie's Bar in the CBD on Sunday afternoon from 3pm with beats, words, stories and poems, basically all your creative juices are flowing. Also coming up on Sunday, to wrap this up, the biggest morning tea picnic is happening at Stanley Park in Fullerton Cove from 11am through till 2pm, so get along to that if you can.
Don't forget, with the King's Birthday long weekend, a whole heap of businesses right across the region are going to have different trading hours.
Yes, so Google it.
Yes, Google it. Are pretty much the only shops that are going to be open. Coles and Woolies. Maybe Aldi. They're definitely going to be open, but again, check your local store trading times. You don't want to be standing out the front, knocking and having nobody answer. Mm-hmm. Lots and lots going on in the sporting world, as you mentioned, Ari. Don't forget the mighty Newcastle Knights are playing this Sunday against the Melbourne Storm. You can catch that on your telly, so make sure you're tuning in. Support the lads. Get all the help they need after last week's dismal loss. That is what's on this weekend.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos. Ari, we are done and dusted for another day.
We've made it through the end of the week.
We've made it. We're not here on Monday. We'll be back on Tuesday. You know who else is going to be back on Tuesday?
Oh, tell us.
Mark Crevo.
Oh,
he's coming back. So if you missed it, Crevo's been on paternity leave for the last 4 weeks. Welcome beautiful baby Esme with his partner Emmy.
Yes.
And he'll be back to tell us all about it as of Tuesday.
He might have a different persona though. Daddy Crevo in the building.
Daddy Crevo has always been my dad. No. No. None of that gear. He will be back telling us all the stories of fatherhood and we can't wait to have him back behind the microphone. Absolutely. He's been very, very dearly missed. Ari, you got to put your name down for New FM's Knight Rider.
Yes, newfm.com.au. If you haven't done that, you need to be in the draw to win a brand new MG ZS from Hunter City Motor Group.
Newfm.com.au, that's the website to be on. A massive congrats to Emma in Nelson Bay. She's picking up two tickets to Starstruck 2024. Love it. She called to tell us what she got in trouble for as a kid. And to be honest, she should have very much got in trouble for what she got up to. We'll be back after the long weekend, Tuesday morning, live from 5. Beautiful. Thank you very much for your company this week. Stay safe, enjoy yourself, look after everyone this long weekend, and we'll catch you on Tuesday morning.
Bye.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.